today. I'm rocking the suburbs.
Christ. 7 years of college down the drain.
A very warm welcome to everyone. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. It's a music podcast that we put out pretty much every weekday. I'm Patrick Foster, and on behalf of my co-founder, great friend, and co-host Jim Linehan, I want to say welcome to a Wednesday edition of this program. We're going to have pods for you today, tomorrow, Friday. We're going to have one in the morning, and then later in the evening, we're going to put out a second one, another American Band Madness update. And speaking of American Band Madness, we're coming right down to it, folks. Just like the big tournament, we're getting down to the Final Four. Should be very, very close. Any day now, we're going to know who it is. And that means just four groups left to decide the greatest American band. Thank you all for voting. Continue to do so. Just go to Facebook and Twitter. Our handle is Suburbs Pod. And all you have to do is put in your vote. Of course, we are all waiting to see who will be crowned champion come Monday or so. I want to thank everybody who has been voting. I also want to thank everybody who has already submitted their picks for March new music. Now is the time to get on that, folks. The month is wrapping up. Friday is the last day of March, so that means we're going to want to get those picks in for new music, for cool stuff that came out this month. Thanks to those, again, who've already done it. We'll probably set the deadline at April 7th, so Friday, April 7th, if you could get your picks in by then, and then we'll start cranking out those new music episodes the week following. But hey, that's only a week, a little more than a week, I should say, so make sure you're rounding up all the good stuff from March. I don't know, maybe there's a killer album that's coming out this Friday that you want to get in there, but Friday is conveniently the last day of the month, so that works well. And finally, I want to remind everybody that we're doing a call out for stories or just anecdotes or just remembrances of concerts you've seen in college basketball arenas. We're all have college basketball on our mind, and we want to do a couple of episodes on those stories. If you can get them together and send them in, you can call our Suburban Party line. The number is 612-440-1984. Or you can just email rock@suburbspod.com and we'll read out your story or put a note there on the social medias, on Facebook, Twitter. It works as well. We're at Suburbs Pod, so you can go on there and put a little post, and we'll see what happens with that. But I'm going to get everybody started. I'm going to get you in the mood here because I was going through a box I have, a shoebox full of old concert tickets or receipts. And I was able to go through and pull out some concerts that I attended in college basketball arena. So I want to talk to you briefly about those. The whole thing got started really when, you know, not only March Madness, but also we had an episode on REM's Little America tour. If you go back, it's been about three, four weeks, something like that. You can find it. Go to suburbspod.com. And actually, anything you need related to our podcast, go to suburbspod.com. You can find the contact info. You can usually find an answer there. Great stuff done by intern Sam to keep that in tip-top shape. And we had, as I said, an episode on REM's Little America Tour, and that was the first time I was able to see REM, and they played at the Smith Center at GW University in Washington, D.C., that started it all for me, and that was in a basketball arena. But so I went through, and I was able to find a couple of other ticket stubs that I had from the Smith Center, and one of them is a concert I attended apparently on November 20th, 1999, at 8 o'clock p.m. I saw the band live. Not a band live or the band live, the band named Live, L-I-V-E. Boy, and I don't really remember much about this concert at all. I really don't. Vaguely remember being there. And it may be possible that I was doing some reporting and maybe even reviewing this. And of course, it is possible that you can go to a site called Setlist FM, and there will be a set list there. Now, according to this Chibomato opened up this show for Live, so I don't remember that either, which is a real bummer because I like them, and I have seen them at the 930 Club, so I know it was, it's possible that that took place. All right, now I have a bunch of ticket stubs here, well, not a bunch, five, from the Patriot Center. This is the arena where George Mason University plays their basketball games, and it is over in Fairfax. It's about, I don't know, 20 minutes from where I live in the suburbs, and they do a lot of concerts there. So I think a lot of people around here, probably if you are into going to music, has been to some shows over there. I have been to some, and in chronological order, I'm going to tell you what I saw. And I'm assuming some of these were for purposes of reviewing concerts. It's something I did pretty regularly for a while there, around the turn of the century. Okay, so on Wednesday, April 28th, 1999, I was at the Patriot Center, and I was watching 98 Degrees. That's right, folks. Z104 presents 98 Degrees. I'm pretty sure that must have been a review. I do remember it somewhat. Was that the one that Nick Lachey, was he in 98 Degrees? I think I remember that, if that's the band. Okay, later that year, on September 28th of 1999, I do remember reviewing this one. This was Creed. Anybody remember Creed? www.creednet.com. It says on this ticket. I don't know if that website still works, but this is a general admission ticket. And I remember that being not so great, but at least more memorable than Live, because I can at least I remember being there. Okay, I have another one here. This one, I remember this too. This was the next year. This is February 15th, 2000. At 7 o'clock p.m., IMP presents The Offspring. The Offspring being really, really fun and doing some crazy stuff on stage, running around like wild men, and really making use of the size of the arena. I mean, it's a basketball arena, so depending on how many people you got in there, you know, you have to really command it. Now, I don't have a ticket stub for this one, but I do remember seeing Green Day at the Patriot Center in Fairfax. I went with my oldest offspring, who's a big Green Day fan at the time, and it was Halloween night, and I remember all the band came out with different masks of old presidents, like Billy Joe was wearing a Nixon mask, and the other guys had, you know, like other masks of recognizable presidents. Reagan was one, and according to the internet, this was the American Idiot Tour, I suppose, and it took place on October 31st, 2004. So let's see, That's probably about right. My oldest daughter would have been right about the right age to really be totally into the Green Days. And it was a good show. I remember they did We Are the Champions in the encore, as well as a great version of Shout by the Isley Brothers. And that was a really cool moment when he had the whole Patriots Center up on their feet and then down on the ground. That was really cool. They talk about commanding an arena. That was very impressive. And finally, here's a ticket stub from a relatively recent one, Monday, September 30th, 2013. So I wasn't watching Monday Night Football. I was at the Adams for Peace concert. What was really cool project was Tom York from Radiohead, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nigel Goodrich, drummer Joey Wanaker, who had played with Beck and R.E.M. and percussionist Mauro Raffosco. And that was really cool. Remember really liking that. And I think it was the album Amok that was the tour that we saw. And it was really cool. I had only ever seen Radiohead once, so it was kind of cool to see Tom York branching out and doing some cool stuff. So we'll play out with some music for Adams for Peace. So I hope that inspires you guys. I know there weren't like great, incredible stories about what happened at these concerts, but I've been to a few and I try to remember what I can. But yeah, if anybody had any, or just want, if you have ticket stubs and you want to read a list, that would be great if you could share that with us. And like I said, just send us an email or call us up on the Suburban Party line, or just let us know. Love to hear it. Love to hear it. Before we close out the college basketball scene and season completely, let's just dig into the memory banks. All right, folks. This has been a lot of fun. I do have some more concert tickets for other concert arenas, basketball arenas. So I'll see if I need to dig those out, but I'm hoping everybody will come in and give us a bunch. I know Jim said he's got a couple he's going to do as well. So we will look forward to that. My name is Patrick Foster, and I want to thank you very, very much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another pod. And on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to say we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
This an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!